So I haven't been reporting on the coffees for a, well, I don't know, 3-4 days now. But that doesn't mean that there's nothing happening at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. There is always something happening. Of course, coffee as well. Of course, I don't stop drinking coffee just because I don't report on it. In fact, for the past 2 days or 3 days even, I've been drinking the Ethiopian Yirga Chef, a washed grade 2 roasted by Fürth Café in Vienna, which, well, I visited Fürth Café over Christmas and obviously came back with a few coffees. And in fact, I've got Shirley here sipping on this very coffee as a latte. Shirley, what's it like?
It's absolutely delicious. It's creamy, it's smooth, it's chocolatey. It's just how I want to start my day. So thank you.
Great. And I can only second that. I've had it, well, I've monitored it for a few days now. I've had it neat as an espresso. Delicious. I've had it as my favorite drink, the piccolo. Delicious. But I want to tell you about something else that's happening at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. It is, of course, marmalade season, several oranges, and apparently we the Brits import most of the several oranges that are produced in Seville in southern Spain. So they are, of course, delicious oranges, but specifically to make marmalade. So it's a specific varietal of oranges, not good for juicing, not good for eating, delicious for marmalade. And I've been having a field day. This is now my third batch that I'm doing. And today is another day of making another kind of twist I'm going to do to my orange marmalade. And the smell in the kitchen, this mixture of coffee and also the oranges that I've already cooked and are ready for the next stage. Ah, it's just, what does it smell like in here, Shirley?
It smells like one of those florists where there's just orange blossoms everywhere and blooms and citrusy, just gorgeous.
Quite a good place, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo HQ.
It's a good place to be because, of course, intermingled with it, there's a smell of coffee. What better than the smell of citrus and the smell of coffee?
Ah, exactly. So this is what's happening. But as well, what's happening today is, if you remember, Green Plantation sent me a couple of coffees. And today, and the first one was just such a hit, which I just loved and reported on extensively, which if you go back to previous audio recordings, you will see it was the El Salvador Manzano. And I had such a good time tasting it and getting all the feedback and all the background information on the farmer, etc., etc. So listen to those recordings and you'll know what I'm about and why I'm raving about it. But today is the Kenyan's turn. So I've also received from Green Plantation all the way from Slovakia, and Valerian Chala, who is part of that roastery but lives in California and is the man behind Coffee Bootcamp, another thing that you should check out, coffeebootcamp.com. If you want to learn anything about coffee, that's your portal to go to. And I'll say no more, I'll let you check it out. But now we're embarking on the Kenyan Tunguri AA. This is a washed coffee, also roasted on the 30th of December. So still from last year, but we are 2015. I'm going to snip this back open here live with you and have a look, getting my scissors out, and have a look what this bean looks like. I'm pretty sure it's going to be quite awesome. What I do, the Coffee Mumbo Jumbo ritual and treatment is to open a bag of coffee, a freshly roasted bag of coffee, and lay it out on a fresh kitchen towel. So, listen to this. Aha! Well, they look totally different, I will say, to the El Salvadorian. Why? What you can actually detect immediately, it's a washed coffee. So a washed coffee, very easily to be detected and compared to something which is a natural, which the El Salvador was. If you know the coffee bean, on the flat side, there's a line in the middle. And this line, if it's a washed coffee, is quite white and you can see it very, very well. Whereas on a natural, you don't see it. So that's already one thing to maybe be mindful of the next time you get beans. And not to speak about the taste, of course. The difference in taste and smell of a natural and a washed coffee is also amazing. But I'll let you do all this yourself. I think this year is one of those years where you just need to be inspired, which hopefully I do inspire you, and go and do your own findings. So this coffee, very, very well roasted. I would say it's quite a light roast, and a Kenyan wood. I would also say rule of thumb, be more geared towards being a filter coffee. But having said that, one thing I've really learned over the years is a bean is a bean. Of course, you can do different profiles and you can gear it towards having a bit more body, which espresso likes. So it becomes a bit, if you say more body, a bit heavier on the mouthfeel. The milk can cut through it well when you do a shot and you then add some milk to it. Whereas a filter coffee, maybe a lighter mouthfeel for sure, acidity coming through very nicely. And so a different way of enjoying coffees. Having said that, I've had some delicious Kenyans as an espresso and with milk as well. So the thing is to honor what the bean has, the origin of the bean, the soil where it was grown, the process, and so on and so on. This is the roaster. The roaster needs to really honor that. And that's why a lot of sample roasting takes place before you actually decide what you're going to do with a larger batch of coffee. And then that you're going to hopefully sell. So that's that. So I'm really looking forward to tasting this Tunguri. And I will actually put it through the espresso machine. I will put it through a few filter methods, of course, and report back. Today I've had my coffee, so I'm not going to have one right now. I've really enjoyed the Fürth Café Ethiopian Yirgacheffe washed. And I mean, that's another thing. Yirgacheffe, for example, Yirgacheffe du Merso, very famous coffee that Caravan do and have done for a few years, that is a natural. And that was creamy and just so velvety and kind of strawberryness coming through, because a natural coffee, the cherries are dried all in one. So the mucilage and everything is on it, so the fermentation happens in the skin as the cherry, as opposed to a washed coffee where it happens, the fermentation always needs to take place a little bit, happens afterwards, once the coffee has been washed, mucilage taken off, and then they're going to put back into a tank and let them ferment. So quite a different process, and you know, processing coffees is an art as well, and it's something that you've got to pay a lot of attention to and do it properly and do it well. And that's where, you know, the direct trade comes into action again, when you can really know exactly how these farmers treat their coffees and not only grow them, but also how they then process them, etc., etc. So yeah. The end product that you might see on the in a specialty coffee shop and you enjoy, well, a lot of work has gone into this. So just something to bear in mind next time you just sip on a cup of coffee, and you might just reflect on, well, everybody who's actually had their hands in it. Can't wait to try the Kenyan, so this will probably happen later this afternoon. But just wanted to check back in with you so that you know that I'm not sitting here idly. There's another artisan work happening here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, and it's marmalade season, January. I so love it.